Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm noticing I'm getting less and less clarity from the news and from reports, not only about the war, but just about things in general. And I think we're starting to get used to, okay, just brush it off if it doesn't make sense. I don't like that. Don't get lazy. If something doesn't make sense, it just doesn't make sense. Now, mind you, it might not be our business, but you can still tell yourself, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to close the lid on it, close the chapter on it, but if it isn't our business, but it just doesn't make sense. Like, for example, Bob Saget. How did he have multiple skull fractures, orbital fractures, bleeds to the brain, and we were told it was because of his headboard, and his headboard was padded? Doesn't make sense. But we just have to kind of go with it. Another thing that doesn't make sense is there was a man that rescued somebody and then ends up shooting him. So did you guys hear this story? And I've been very, very confused. Nathan Drew Morgan, 29 years old, was shot dead on Lake Kiowee in South Carolina. But this was moments after he was saved by a good Samaritan, John Dotson, 74 years old. Then we were told he got belligerent upon being rescued. It resulted in an altercation. So the rescuer had to turn around and kill him. What the heck happened? So, rescuer John Dotson, 74 years old, he hauled 29-year-old Nathan Drew Morgan and his friend Hannah Ayers, who's 19, onto his pontoon boat after they tumbled off their jet ski without their life jackets. But then the two men began to fight. Dotson pulled a pistol on him and hit him in the chest. His wife, Deborah, was there. She screamed for help, prayed, we heard. And this was on a beautiful Lake Kiowee in Salem, South Carolina. Now, the Okanoe County officials declared it self-defense. Dotson is a Vietnam veteran. But how did it get escalated? What the hell? Somebody just got rescued. Why would it get that? What the heck happened? But interestingly, Hannah Ayers, still alive, she actually defended the rescuer. In an interview with Daily Mail, she said that the rescuer was forced to open fire because Morgan, the man she was with that got saved, repeatedly attacked him and his wife. He said, "Drew was my friend, and I will mourn him as my friend, but I will never understand the way he was acting that day." She said, "It was like a demon possessed his body." And it's a shame because, you know, I love Good Samaritans. I think Good Samaritans are the coolest cats out there. For you to stop everything, save somebody, because, I mean, honestly, Good Samaritans save, you know, probably millions of people, stuff that doesn't even get reported. Because, like, wait, I got you, no, let me help you. No, you know, are you trapped? Are you... How many times has somebody helped somebody who could have been stuck on the road, later killed or raped? Good Samaritans are probably one of the most underreported, unsung heroes that we have. But if somebody hears this going, wait a second, if you rescue somebody, they could turn around and attack you, somebody's going to think twice. We don't want that. If I saw somebody drowning or somebody at risk, I would pull them up on my boat. I wouldn't assume they were going to be, you know, a murderous individual. But she said he was aggressive from the moment he set foot on the boat. They were physically fighting, and he wouldn't stop. He wouldn't calm down. So she said, the one that also rescued, in my eyes, there was no question that John had to shoot to protect himself and his wife. He will be my hero for life, because if it wasn't for him, I would have drowned in the water that day. So they, I guess, Ayer said that I guess they went jet skiing. It's this 18,500-acre reservoir near the state's northwest border between North Carolina and Georgia. The pair had hung out the previous summer. They were not romantically involved. They had breakfast. I mean, it doesn't sound like anybody was doing drugs. I don't know. But she said she noticed that he, and by the way, he's a father of a 10-year-old boy, was slurring his words. And she was concerned that she said, you know what, I'll drive the last leg of the journey. She said she didn't see him drink or take anything. But cops did find beer and marijuana in his truck. But, I mean, even somebody drunk, you don't go after your rescuer. So, anyway, apparently Morgan had gone so fast that he lost control, flipped the jet ski in chest-deep water. She said, I thought I dropped my phone. I was all out of sorts because the water's cold. I'm in sweatpants and a baggy hoodie. I was irritated. He threatened to leave me at the island. He was calling me a B-I-T-C-H. I was in front of him, and he kept trying to yank me backwards with my hair. I was like, just take me to the dock. They climbed back on the jet ski, but Ayer said she was soon thrown off again so violently that it knocked the breath out of her. Man. So the jet ski was going in circles in the middle of the lake. Drew was swimming after it. I knew I couldn't swim that far without a life jacket. I'm in a hoodie. I could feel myself sinking. I was freaking out, hyperventilating. Then a pontoon comes up, and they pull us on the boat. They had never met the rescuers. They helped them aboard, wrapped them in a blanket. She thanked them. Yet Morgan was cursing and ordering the couple to chase after his runaway jet ski. Then he made a grab for the pontoon's controls, got into a grappling match with Dotson. He was calling him a B-I-T-C-H, a weenie boy, but I can't say the word, saying he would knock him between his eyes. The old man was just trying to calm him down. And then he starts to struggle, breaks the ignition of the boat. Now they can't go anywhere. And then they're fighting. She said, I yelled at him to go. I hit him a few times, and that's when I pushed him off the boat to try to de-escalate it. And then, I guess, he comes back on and, I guess, furthers the attack. So I don't get it, you know. I love Good Samaritans, but, man, this shouldn't have happened. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813
813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen.
Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so who is the breadbasket of Europe? Who manages a lot of the food? Well, apparently Ukraine is considered the world's, quote-unquote, breadbasket. And Australia might have to step up to the task. Now, I think a lot of us are like, wait a second, I don't get it here. Doesn't America make a lot of food? They do. They make a lot of food. We import a lot of food. But Ukraine, I guess, they have a huge role in food production. And we are prepping for a global food crisis. that could put hundreds of millions across the world into famine because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, remember, Ukraine is a large country, but it's smaller than the state of Texas. But they have a lot of farmland, and they do a lot of exports. If Ukraine is now down for the count temporarily, and then is going to need years to rebuild, we're going to feel that. We all learned what a supply chain crisis was, right? That was miserable. It was not fun. And so when something happens, it might, we're only talking, the war is 30 days long. But sadly, when something quickly happens, like a shutdown, you know, or a virus gets out loose, the ramifications could be years. So Biden has now warned of, quote unquote, real food shortage issues. Now, this also could be as a result of sanctions placed on Russia, too. But Biden was in Brussels this week, and in a summit, he said, with regard to food shortage, they did speak about food shortages, and it is going to be real. The price of the sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. Biden said Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, and insisted that he and other leaders had a long discussion in the G7 about the need to increase and disseminate food production. In addition to that, he said, we talked about urging all the European countries and everyone else to end trade limitations on sending food abroad. And see, we are in the process of working out with our European friends what it would take to help alleviate the concerns relative to the food shortages. Now, I'm not happy about any of this discussion. I don't blame Biden. It's a discussion that has to happen. They're doing what they're supposed to. But we have people dying each day in Ukraine. And the focus of today's news is, what do we do about, you know, our food? We have to discuss it. But, I mean, if I was in Ukraine right now and I couldn't get out and I was afraid that getting out I'd be killed, I wouldn't be giving a damn about an American's mac and cheese access. You know? And so I'm glad they discussed it. I just wish we were moving a little quicker and maybe a little more forcefully to stop Russia. Because I just think after Ukraine, he'll move on. If Ukraine can't hold them back. They seem to be doing a good job so far. But, you know, Zelensky keeps asking for help. Ukrainians keep asking for help. They wouldn't be doing that if they didn't need help. I'm so afraid it's going to be too late. So Jen Psaki said, while we're not expecting a food shortage here at home, we do anticipate that higher energy, fertilizer, wheat, and corn prices could impact the price of growing and purchasing critical fuel supply, food supplies for countries around the world. They said early estimates from the World Bank suggest disproportionate impacts on low and middle income countries, including Africa, Middle East, and Southeast Asia. She said, at the time, they are working with our partners in the G7, Multilateral Development Banks, World Food Program, and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization to mitigate food shortage impacts lower-income countries. Okay, if you want to mitigate the pending or the looming food shortage, help stop the war. That's what I would do. But, no. A Twitter account, they said, managed by the Republican National Committee, highlighted previous dismissal from Biden over potential food shortages in America due to the COVID pandemic. In May 2020, apparently, Biden was taking aim at Donald Trump, according to Fox News, and he claimed America did not have a food shortage problem. He said, we have a leadership problem. He said, we have plenty of food. It's being plowed under. You've got your euthanizing cattle and pigs. They're out there making sure that they're pouring thousands of gallons of milk into the ground. It's not a food shortage. It's a lack of leadership, a lack of leadership. Well, the reason why food was being thrown out is because of the lockdowns. You didn't have restaurants. You didn't have stores. You didn't have you still had demand of food, but places were closed that would order them. So if you have restaurants and bars that aren't ordering the food, and you have suppliers who have expiring food that was supposed to be ready on the shelves for April 2020, May 2020, June 2020, they had to throw it out. It would have been great if it could be shipped, but they don't have the money to ship it. And if these countries that are poor don't have the money to take it, there was a problem. It was a cluster and a half. I hated seeing food get thrown out. So as the war continues to ravage Ukraine, they say Americans are starting to feel the financial squeeze. Food prices are going up. First it was COVID, then it was the supply chain crisis, then it was gouging, and now it's the war. Gas prices are hitting all-time highs. Russian oil has been banned in the United States, and even though we don't rely too much on that, it is causing a ripple effect. So what do we do now? Well, it looks like Australia might have to save the day. Grain Growers Australia Chairman Brett Hosking told Daily Mail that Australia's Russia's invasion of Ukraine would wreak havoc on the global supply of wheat, and it was Australia's obligation to make sure countries in need didn't starve. He called on the federal government to step up and work with farmers to solve the impending catastrophe. Wheat accounts for 15% of the world's total calories, with Russia and Ukraine producing about one-third of the global supply. So not only with Ukraine being devastated, but with us at odds of what with Russia, Russia can now turn the screws on the world. This is such a cluster and a half. So March is the time when farmers would normally be sowing their fields. This spring, growers are ditching their crops, however, and obviously in Ukraine are picking up AK-47s, not to mention in Russia, farmers also are, I guess, being, you know, conscripted into the war. So we need farmers working around the clock. If they are in the middle of war, they can't do that. They say stories we are hearing from the Ukraine are that tractors can't work after dark because they're worried the lights will catch the attention of Russian forces. So we don't know what wheat will be harvested in Ukraine, if at all. So people in Ukraine already have shortages of food. I mean, things bomb, malls, stores bomb. Their food supplies, medical supplies are already in short supply. And Russia's not going to be like, oh, here's some. So Western sanctions on Moscow mean Russia can only export its grain to a handful of nations that have not condemned its invasion. So even if they can't get crops on the ground, there are massive challenges getting grain out of the country. Their ports are effectively blockaded with minimal access, they said. We are seeing a trucking campaign to get grains into Europe and elsewhere, but obviously it can't move at the same pace as bulk vessels. So Australian farmers had back-to-back bumper seasons of about 20% higher than average, so they were able to produce a surplus, so hopefully they can help fill the shortfall. Yay, Australia! But keep in mind, Australia might get a little distracted because of what's going to be happening with China. If China decides to invade Taiwan, already America has had to send troops to Australia in case they get involved. Australia usually doesn't, you know, get drawn in to the degree with these, you know, conflicts, but they might be drawn in. So Australia is trying to step up, and we really, really appreciate it. I don't know if you've noticed, but since Russia invaded Ukraine, the international price of wheat has doubled now to $376.50 a ton. So soybeans, corn, oats have shot up in price. Things are going to get expensive. They say the cost of grain may be too uncomfortable for many importers across the world. 1-877-DR-BELLY.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukraine is now accusing Moscow of forcibly taking hundreds of thousands of civilians from shattered Ukrainian cities to Russia, where they may be used as hostages to pressure Kyiv to give up. Ukraine's spokesperson said that 402,000 people, including 84,000 children, have already been kidnapped to Russia. The Kremlin gave nearly identical numbers for those who have been relocated, but said they chose to go to Russia. Ukraine's rebel-controlled eastern regions are predominantly Russian-speaking, and many people have supported close ties to Moscow. Judge Clarence Thomas has now been discharged from Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, D.C., 1 week after being admitted for treatment of an infection. No further information has been provided on his diagnosis, treatment, or prognosis. Initially, Supreme Court spokeswoman Patricia McCabe said in a statement that he would only be in the hospital for a day or two. This is USA Radio News. Arizona's legislature passed a bill that would ban abortions after 15 weeks, much like the Mississippi abortion law currently before the Supreme Court. Republican Governor Doug Ducey is expected to sign the bill into law. The bill passed Arizona's House in a party-line vote about a month after the state Senate passed it. And the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice announced that asylum officers in U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will now be permitted to make some final decisions in the cases of asylum seekers, which until now only judges could adjudicate. The current system for handling asylum claims at our borders has long needed repair, according to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Those changes take effect in May. The national AAA average for a gallon of gas regular is at $4.24 a gallon, up a penny from yesterday. Gas prices are expected to start to rise once again after the slight drop over the last week as crude oil prices are beginning to rise. This is USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I love your questions. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. We'll answer them as we go. So a few days back we heard, and we need to kind of clarify this a little bit, that medical debt is going to be quote-unquote written off, where banks won't use that against you. And if you do have medical debt, you still get a loan. And so that has caused a little bit of confusion, especially in the medical realm of things. So what I've come to discover that what this is, and I have an opinion on it, I always have an opinion, is last week three major credit bureaus announced that they are going to make changes on how medical debt will affect your credit scores. So as of July 1, medical collections, so if you got taken to collections for not paying a medical bill, they will disappear from your Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion credit reports. In the past, they would be on there for 7 years. Unpaid medical collections will not appear on your credit reports unless they have been in collections for at least a year or up to 6 months currently. Beginning next year, medical debts under $500 will no longer appear on credit reports. So they say 70% of medical debt will be removed from Americans' credit reports once these changes take place, according to the credit bureaus. So I know some of you are like, ooh, that's awesome. Okay, well, can we talk about it for a second here? Can we just talk about this for a second? Okay. I get it. Medical bills devastated my family. We never got a break in my family because every time we got a little bit of money, somebody got sick, somebody got cancer. And so all our money or funds had to go to that. Even with me, I'm starting to practice as a doctor. My husband's a chiropractor. You'd think we'd be doing well. But then when family members got sick, family members died, nobody had money, nobody had health insurance, nobody had life insurance. We paid. Emptied out our bank account. So I get it. I get it not only as a physician, but I get it as a consumer, you know, and somebody who had bills. Medical bills screw you. It's horrible. But on the flip side, right, if somebody is not going to be responsible for their medical bills, if somebody does not have consequences for not paying a bill, then they won't pay. If that money does not go to that medical facility or dental facility, chiropractic facility, whatever, then that facility can't exist. So when somebody wouldn't pay our bills, now mind you, most doctors' bills are whatever the insurance says. So let's say a doctor charges $100. Insurance will knock $70 off, say patient owes $30. I mean, you know, it's not the full price. Sadly, if you don't have insurance, it could be. But still, most doctors and hospitals and dentists, they give you cash prices. So there's still wiggle room. But if you have insurance, right, and that doctor basically, like what happened during the Obamacare years where people had high deductibles, this is what happened to me. Money wasn't coming in. If insurance said, look, sorry, now that person has a high deductible. Before they did it, so we would pay our portion. But we don't have to pay till the person meets their $12,000 deductible or they meet their $10,000 deductible. So we're going to give you, Dr. Dolly, a big fat zero. Go and bill the patient for the $25 or the $40 or the $100. Well, what was happening after 2009? Patients weren't paying. What was happening during the Great Recession? Dr. Dolly, sorry, I don't have the money. I'm not working. Thank you for taking care of me, but I don't have the money. So a lot of doctors then said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to collect towards deductible early on. When you come in, we're going to collect that $25 or that $50 because we know you have a $10,000 deductible. This way, at least, we can still keep the power going. We can still pay the staff to be here for you. Well, one person decides to call their insurance company. And the insurance company decides to call our office and say, you know what? You have to wait till we give you the EOB before you collect the $25 or the $50. And I go, but the deductible wasn't met. They go, yeah, but you have to wait. And I go, but they won't pay. They'll, that's between you and the patient. So your only recourse as a medical provider then is to, if they don't pay the bills, stop seeing them, which I don't want to do, you know, but you just can't keep seeing people for free or having a collection company. And then the collection company will say, look, you owe on this. And if you are in collections, it affects your credit. So affecting one's credit used to be a deterrent. If that's not a deterrent, they're like, yeah, go ahead. Send me to collections. then those offices, those providers, those dentists, nurses, all of them don't have jobs. They can't stay open. So I don't know what the answer is. Somebody has to pay the doctors. Somebody has to pay the nurses. Somebody has to pay the custodial staff. Somebody has to pay the supply company so there's gloves. Somebody has to pay to have the pharmaceuticals. If you want anesthesia, right, if you're getting a colonoscopy, if you want to be sedated, then that medical establishment needs to give you sedation so you don't feel it. They have to purchase that ahead of time. So if you get a bill for your colonoscopy and you basically give them the middle finger, are they going to later say, look, maybe that might have to be what ends up happening in medicine. Maybe they have to say, look, okay, we're going to do the service, but you need to bring in your own pain control. You need to bring in your own nurse. You need to bring in your own staff. Because you're not going to pay us, and we're going to do it for free. I know that doesn't sound the most, you know, logical or realistic, but it's not realistic to give people the out of you don't have any responsibility if you get a bill. So if a doctor can't charge up front, and if it can't collect on the back end, how long do you think the average provider is going to see people for free? So there's a health trust in my neck of the woods, I'm being told. It used to be awesome, but I guess it's been going through different administrators such that a lot of medical providers aren't getting paid. Well, after doing a lot of stuff for free, a lot of providers are like, no, we're not going to see you. So I'm getting called from people that are within this trust saying, no doctor will see me. Because they're not getting paid. So what is that forcing the patients to do? Pay as if they don't have insurance. Say, look, forget I have insurance. Just take money so you'll see me. We're going to go to a cash basis. That's what's going to end up happening, where you can't even walk in the door unless you shell out money. That's what it's like in Mexico. That's what it's like in other countries. You can't be. They won't give you the oxygen. They won't give you the care if you don't prepay. And Americans are spoiled. They're spoiled to not having to pay. They're spoiled in that, you know what? Dr. Dahlia is going to see me, whatever, and she'll hash it out with the insurance company. Well, the insurance company's saying, sorry, he's got a high deductible, go bill him. And he's like, sorry, I don't have to pay because it's not going to go on my credit report. How much longer can we take care of people for free? I mean, I've taken care of people for free my whole career. At some point, you have to pay your bills because you want to know what? My mortgage isn't free. The staff isn't free. The supplies aren't free. I want to buy new, fresh gloves, new, fresh masks. The money has to come from somewhere. The money has to come from the patients. Where else do you think the money's coming from? So I get that this is going to help a lot of Americans, but in the long run, it might hurt you because now you're not going to be able to see a provider without poning up the dough. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, guys.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a European study has found that some artificial sweeteners used in food and drink can raise cancer risk up to 13%. That sucks. I don't really like a lot of artificial sweeteners. I kind of stay away from them. But sadly, it's very, very commonly used, especially when we want something sweet. So we're like, I'll take a Diet Coke. So, experts from the French National Institute for Health and Medical Research
and Sorbonne Paris Nord University looked at the diet and health of 100,000 people over 8 years. They found a 13% higher rise of cancer risk for people who regularly consumed artificial sweeteners. The highest risk was observed for the sweeteners aspartame and sulfame K, both used in Diet Coke, Coke Zero. I think, is the ace sulfame K, I always forget if that's equal or, I don't think that's stevia. Let me look it up really quick. Ace sulfame K, potassium, the case for potassium. That is known as, it's called Sweet One in Europe. I don't know. Let me see if I have U.S. brand, because I see that all the time. Nah, it's called Sunet or Sweet One. Okay, so we don't use it a lot, but we do use aspartame. I think aspartame is equal. Let me just double-check that for you guys. Yeah, I have to kind of Google as I go. Oh, come on. Aspartame is NutraSweet and equal. Okay, so they say that's where they saw the highest risk. Previous large-scale studies on humans found no association and no causal link, but now it starts to make people wonder, well, wait a second. You know, if you know, certain foods have it and we're imbibing and ingesting it, are we getting, like, a cumulative effect? So, independent UK experts did point out some limitations of the study. They're still not convinced, claiming it does not prove or even suggest that we should go back to sugar or turn our backs on artificial sweeteners. But this is, we do need some guidance, and we need some guidance soon. Just because they looked at 102,000 adults, average age of 42, three-quarters were women, and looked to see long-term, you know, if people develop cancer. Well, we are seeing more cancer. Maybe it's because of the 5G. Maybe it's because of our obesity. Maybe it's because of, you know, there's a whole variety of things, the hormones in our food. But researchers compared their artificial sweetener intake to cancer diagnoses. That was reported by the participants from January 2021. They said 37% of participants knowingly consumed artificial sweeteners at least once a day. By the end of the study, 3,300 of these 102, so about 3%, have been diagnosed with cancer. The average age at the time of their disease was 59.5 years. What were the cancers? Well, 982 were breast, 403 were prostate cancers, 2,000 were obesity-related cancers. Now, keep in mind, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. So if 982 breast cancers came from 102,000 French adults, three-quarters were women, so 72,000, 75,000 then would be, you know, three-quarters of them women. That's not necessarily the 1 in 8. So I think that number is still better than the average of, you know, where we see breast cancer. But then again, it was only for that short time frame. So they say the findings suggested that those people consuming larger quantities of artificial sweeteners had a 13% higher risk overall of cancer. Strongest for aspartame and ace sulfamine potassium. They are about 200 times sweeter than normal sugar. They said higher risks were observed for breast cancer and obesity-related cancers. So, remember, these sugar substitutes were developed in the, in the pre-war era. I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the inventors of saccharin was working on a chemical for something else, and it was on his hand. He came home eating dinner. When he licked his hand, he's like, ooh, this is sweet. Maybe he didn't wash his hands enough. He's like, well, that's interesting. This is sweet. Whatever I got on my hand at work is sweet. Then he went back to work, looked at it, and said, huh. And then they developed it and realized it could be a artificial sweetener. When sugar was in short supply during World War II, we talk about food shortages, you know, now, well, there were food shortages during World War II. Sugar and things had to be rationed. So they were able to make artificial sweeteners to help displace the need for sugar. So it's going to be interesting. Obviously, something not naturally made can have risks. I wouldn't be surprised. People ask, do I really think these can cause cancer? Absolutely. I think anything our body has not been, it has not been designed to digest, right, or intake could have issues. And we know that some of these sweeteners, you know, have caused bladder cancer in mice and other sorts of, you know, laboratory tests. So I just say moderation, moderation, moderation. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been wondering what's been going on with Uber. Uber needs to keep their price point low, and it doesn't really help when gas prices are soaring. Uber also needs drivers. So if people after the pandemic are like, nah, I'm not feeling it, I don't want to go to work, then you don't have that many Ubers. And if there's no Ubers, people are going to go to Lyft or some other, you know, or a cab company. On top of that, there's been cases of rape, cases of assault, either by Uber drivers or people assaulting Uber drivers. So the Uber gig isn't as exciting as it used to be. I was always nervous about it. Well, starting this spring, New York City residents are going to be able to hail a yellow cab from their Uber app. Uber announced a partnership on Thursday that would make cab rides available from its app. And so, and it's interesting, what, you know, was once your enemy is now your friend. The cab companies hated the fact that people could get Ubers cheaper. But now, apparently, they're going to work together. The partnership would increase the number of rides available on Uber while giving the city's 14,000 yellow cab drivers access to a large pool of commuters who currently rely on Uber on their phones. The delivery company was founded in 2009 as a way to disrupt the taxi industry. It's been struggling to attract delivery workers to its platform. The shortage has been made worse by skyrocketing gas prices that reduce drivers' take-home pay. In New York City, Uber customers will pay roughly the same amount for taxi rides as they would for Uber X rides. Cabbies will be able to see what a trip will pay before they decide whether to accept it. Uber drivers in New York cannot usually do that. They say a beta version for taxis will be rolled out this spring, reach the general public this summer. So it's fascinating. What I liked about Uber back in 2009 is 2009 started the Great Recession. And people were losing their jobs. And what Uber allowed is you to still make money and feed your family. I actually have a soft spot in my heart for something like that. And so when people were getting canned left and right, there was a means where, look, if you want to make money on the side, we have this platform. You take on the wear and tear, you take on the gas, but we will provide clients to you. You drive them where they want to go. You make the money. You move on. And Uber exploded. I can't tell you how many people who were moms or single moms or in between jobs or whatever, they could Uber. If they had to be at work in 2 hours, they could still make some money on the side doing some Ubering. Now, when you really take a look at the gas, when you look at the wear and tear on the car, I think a lot of people realize that it's not worth it. You putting all those miles on a car and then repairs and all that, you know, the less you use the car, the cheaper. But it's now with gas prices, people are like, forget it. 1-877-DOCTORLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.